Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We are so glad to be with you to start this week, the third week of March. And last week with Sylvain, we have started a new chapter into our book. So for those who are following us, listening us, or watching us for the first time, my name is Jean-Philippe. I am with my colleague Sylvain. We are both two ex-teachers, and we are part of the podcast Les Millionnaires des Diamants. So on Monday and Tuesday, we are covering the book Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell to build our podcast. And we have started the chapter that is related to the servanthood leadership. So how, as a leader, I can serve people better? So this will be the question, because in the following podcast, Sylvain and I will be covering 8 different questions that we need to ask ourselves as a leader to serve people better. Because we all know that the relation that exists between a leader and its team is if actually he's able to help people succeed, obviously he will feel also in success. So the 8 questions that we will cover are the adding value question, the everyday question, the improvement question, the evaluation question, the blind spot question, the respect question, the giftness questions, and finally, the example question. So today, we are working forward to cover the first 2 with you guys. So let's start and dive in into our subject. So let's start with the adding value question. So the adding value question is, what can I do for people to help them succeed? Exactly what I just said, because a servant leader defines actually others' success as their own success. So if you care to help your people succeed, well, you know that because you help them, they will help you build your own. So for us, we have been for many years into our MLM, and we have Brownie Wise, that is one of our kind of our icon here in Tupperware. And she said that if you build the people, they will build the business. So this is exactly what John Maxwell means here. If you help them being in success, obviously you will feel yourself succeeding at what you do. And the way that you can do that is if you're adding value to people. So what does this mean? What does mean adding value to people? So I have 5 elements of how you can do that. How can you add value to people? First of all, it is to be a good listener. So obviously, if you want to help them, if you want them to achieve something bigger, something that get them out of their comfort zone, you need to know what they need. And this is the first step, is to listen. So lend a supportive ear and truly hear what people are saying, okay? So this show that you care and that you can help them, okay, find solution or simply being understood. Because for most of the people, is that they don't feel understood, that people like keep talking and not listening. So we all know people with whom you have been in a discussion and you weren't able to place just one word. And by the end of it, they say, well, I think that everything has been said here. And like, yes, they say everything that they wanted, but you haven't get the opportunity to even place just one word because they have such a big ego. So just be sure that you understand that principle that we have 2 here and 1 mouth. So you need to listen 2 times more than what you talk. Second way to add value to people, offer encouragement and support. And this is John Maxwell that said, a little kindness can go long way. So obviously, I'm pretty sure, okay, that just being like, you know, in the street, in a public place, like somebody has opened you the door and you look at them and say, thank you. And this had made your day. Just like wishing happy birthday to somebody. Like those are simple way of being kind. But when you are a leader and you work with a team, just be sure that you always have those little word of kindness. Because when you show people that you believe in them, in their ability, and you offer them encouragement, this will give them the courage to face so many challenges, just because they know that they have a leader that believes in them. Third, share your knowledge and expertise. And I think that here in Les Diamants, this is something that we do so well, because a lot of directors are required to give all of the training. And we all know that when you attend to all of those classes and you listen to them, share their expertise, share like their knowledge that they have learned, okay, with all the action that they've done in the past month, past week, past year, and you feel their passion, well, you know that they are there to share with you because they want you to be in success. So if as a leader, you have developed a skills or you have an area of knowledge, so I keep myself really educated in that technology evolution with all of the new trending things, some apps, some way of doing things easier on social media. Well, this is something that I share with my people. So share with others, and people will actually appreciate and they love to learn from somebody that have experience and not from somebody that is just like doing a theoretical class or course. So when they feel that you have that experience, they will accord so much more to the value that you're giving to them. Be a problem solver. Fourth element, be a problem solver. So how you can add value to people is if they are getting like to you, and you listen to them, and you're able to like build a solution that will help them get out of their problem, this is such one of the best way to do it, because you actually help them make clarity about their problem. And obviously, they will feel that you have that expertise also about solving problems that can help them get to the next level. So we all know, and what is great in an MLM is actually when people start as a consultant, well, you've been there, so you did remember what you did. So actually, you like all of the problems, most of the times that people like are getting to see you and ask you some tips, some strategies of how to do, you've get through those. So a way a client respond, but now you have that wisdom, so you can tell them, well, usually I've do this kind of action, but I did remember when I did that, it did not work. So instead, my suggestion is for you to do this. So this is so much more value because there's wisdom in it. And finally, fifth element of how you can add value to people is by celebrating their successes. So yes, you need to recognize, you need to celebrate achievement of people, because when you tell them that you see like their accomplishment, this will give them so much more motivation and this will help them keep striving. So yes, you want to be kind with your word, but you want to celebrate their successes. Sometimes it can be just by tagging them, by sending them a voice message using Messenger to say, hey, I saw that you did this kind of action. You succeeded. You get your first recruit. You get your first sales. So just show them that you see them. So people love when they hear their name and love when they are seen. So to help us understand even more, okay, how you can add value, I know that Sylvain, you have many examples of why people like want to get value from a real and a good leader.
Yes. So thank you, Jean-Philippe. So yes, people usually they want the title, okay? I want to be, let's say, a leader because I want to have a title. Sometimes people, they want to have, let's say, a parking place just close to the door, who have a nice office. This is not the right reason why we want to be a leader, okay? They think more about the perks of the leadership, not about servanthood leadership. Okay. So in my MLMs, we have so many talented people. I met Jean-Philippe, so many women were very charismatic, very energetic, have, you know, when you see them with people, they say, oh my gosh, I would love to be with like them. Okay. I was not envious, but I say, oh my God, I can recognize that they have very great talent. But the problem, it's sometimes people, they decide they want to be director. Okay. In we're going to talk about our MLM. They want to become, let's say, director, but not for the right reason. Sometimes people, they want to become director, let's say, for the bonuses, or yes, I want to have the free car. Oh yes, this is something I want to go to Disney with my family. Some of our leaders are going to get all of this plus, let's say, the Mustang. It's the biggest achievement. And then they say, okay, thank you, bye-bye. So those leaders decide to do Tupperware for the wrong reason, okay? So they don't do it to help people in the mission of servanthood, okay? Serving others. So why? It's because they don't work with a mission. When we are at Le Diamant, we say always say that we help people to save time, save money, and eat healthier. As you see, our mission, it's for other people. It's not I am at Tupperware to have my car. Okay, I want to have my trip. Okay, no, it's to help other people. And when you are helping other people, so yes, you are going to have all of this. But this is not the main reason. You are here to serve. I remember. I don't know. Yes, you were there. So when we were director prior to COVID, and we were the team A, B, C, D. So we are a group of directors together, and let's say we are team A. So once every 2 months, we have tasks to do at the office. So we have sometimes to prepare the gala, okay? Because it's our turn to set the table, the place, the chairs, everything, okay? Sometimes we are team B, okay? They are there to, let's say, prepare some surprise pack, okay? Or just prepare the gift for the gala, okay? Or helping to, let's say we're going to do a salon, okay? So we are going to prepare the booth, okay? So we have to give to the community, okay? And some of the director, they say, oh no, this is not my part of my description, okay? This is not one of my tasks, okay? My time, it's more valuable than that, okay? I'm not going to close a lid all the day, okay? So those people, okay, are not there anymore, okay? So we lose them because they want to be director for the wrong reason, okay? This is not an attitude of service other. So, you know, when we are closing lid and we have problem with our thumbs, you know, we have pain, okay? But it's, you know, it's to serve others, to for the community, to grow our business. So this is a servanthood leadership, okay? We are there to serve others. So all those directors are not there anymore. And some were superstar, okay? Some had a lot of potential, but unfortunately, they are not with that servanthood mentality. And we have something that we say the more higher you go in the ladder, okay, in the so when you go up in the hierarchy, okay, you have less privilege, okay? So as an employee, even if I don't work, okay, if I'm not efficient, I'm going to receive my paycheck. Okay, you all know people at the office, they don't do their job and they get paid anyway, okay? As a CEO, when you are a CEO, so you are available 365 days per year, okay? You are on 24 hours call, okay? You work long hours at work, okay? And you get paid by the result. Okay. So if you don't work, you are fired. Okay. So the more you go higher in the hierarchy, the less privilege you have. Okay. So when sometimes I was in that situation, I was not serving other people and I was not there to, help them succeed. Okay. So one of the one things that I was not doing to help them. Okay. So I was prioritizing my personal sales. Okay. So when I was, I would say just last year, okay, I was prioritizing my personal sales over team development. Okay. And I was going anywhere. Okay. Because when you are focused on yourself, you're not focused on them. Okay. And you cannot help them grow. Okay. So that was a mistake. Okay. Number two, neglecting the training. Okay. Sometimes I don't do the, let's say the 20-80. So meeting my 20 people. Okay. So when you are neglecting that, okay, when you are not mentoring, when you are not supporting your team to grow, so you are not going to succeed. Okay. It's invest time in them and you're going to see, you're going to have result. Okay. Prioritize them and you're going to see, you're going to have result. So you have to focus on others. And if you want to be a good leader, so you have to be at the service of them.
Thank you, Sylvain. So yes, the adding value question. So keep that in mind. What can I do for people to help them succeed? So actually what it is important is to do something that fit their agenda. It's about them, not about you. So obviously we want to help them. So in an MLM, they don't necessarily know exactly what they want or where it could get them. But just be sure that you know, okay, what are their concerns. So, and finally, just before ending that section, ask them if it helps. Because sometimes we think, okay, or we made some supposition about what, okay, they should know. But just be sure that ask them, okay, does it help? And if they say yes, you know that you help them and you get, like you bring them value to do something. Next question, the everyday question. So what do people need from me daily that they may not want to ask for? So here, okay, and just be sure that I don't feel, like sometimes I read that question just after, right after, just, well, it feels like reading that question, it feels in opposition with what I just said, okay? So it's not about making supposition. So how can I be sure that I know the needs of my people? Is, you will see, I have a couple elements to help you do that, is if you are an observer of people. So what does this mean? Is yes, a servant can anticipate what their people need, okay. I bought a vowel, okay? Okay, so best servant leader anticipate what their people need from them, okay? It's all about being proactive. Proactive means that, yes, you are in front because you see what your people need. So it's kind of, yes, being in front of them, but at the same time, being behind them to help them get to the next level. So I think the right metaphor that we can use or the right image we can use is when you see a boss or somebody that is identifying as a leader and say, well, my door is always open so they can come and see me. Well, if you want to be in that servant leadership and you want to have a bigger impact on your people, is instead go out where your people are and look at what they need. So because you're on the same ground of them, is actually you can observe and look at what they are doing and you can give them what they need before they even ask. So they will feel that you are present for them. So you can't assume that other people have the same desire of expectation as you do. So you really need to go see them. So five elements to help you do that, to help you accomplish that. So just to be sure that you are proactive and that you know what people, what your people need. So first, become an observer of need. So you can't be an observer if you're not on the same, if you're not at the same level of your people. So you need to pay attention to the subtle cues that people are giving you. So this will help you, okay, really know what they need and if you're listening to. Second way to do that, offer small act of service. And this is what we call, I think it's scaffolding. Okay, it's you offer help. Okay, I'm a good, I'm a Nick. So it's if you help them just accomplish a little bit more in their task. So for us in an MLM, we know that we want to help them do their first live. We want to help them do their first party. We want to help them do their first sales. So just by giving them little tips and little action that they can do to feel more in success, those small gestures have such a big impact on them. Number three, be a resource curator. So this is your job and this is your responsibility as a leader. If you know somebody somewhere else that has a tool or do something in a better way that can fit and help your team, just be sure that you bring that tool to them and you're not keeping like this secret. You really, and like, this is something I love to do. Like, I'm watching a lot of people. I see what they use. I saw their posts. I know what tools can be great. I bring them and I adapt it to my team. So I feel like the person that offer them resources that can help them scaffold their next level. Number four, advocate for others. A lot of people, okay, will be timid, will like be shy. This is an opportunity for you, okay, to look at them and say, well, because you have that attitude, you have that type of personality, you won't naturally be that person that flash, okay, is on success. But as a leader, if you know your people and you're close to them, you are able to see them and say, I see you. I know what you just did. Congratulations. Okay. Don't let it like, don't fall in that trap of you're not being seen. Like, you're good. Okay. And you need to celebrate and be loud about their success, because naturally they won't be that person, okay, that is loud. And finally, create a safe space for an open communication. This is something that I do actually with my team. And like, it is something that you have to build over time. So yes, I have my main discussion, my messenger discussion, where all of my people from my team, no matter what are their status, they are in a messenger. But I have another messenger with all the people with whom I want to work that I identify as potential leader in my team. But from that messenger, I also have some mentorship meeting and coaching meeting. So I'm not meeting all of them. So this gives me another opportunity where I can build and be close to them and understand what are their needs. So this will help me, like working in private and on one-on-one with people, build a relationship that will translate in that bigger messenger and also will translate in that other one, because people can know that they have somebody that can help them. So building that safe space won't happen just because you put people in a messenger and they say that they can ask questions. It's something that has to be built and show interaction of people in it. And I know, Sylvain, that you have maybe some just example or some element to complement what I just said before we end the podcast.
Yes. John Maxwell wrote a book. It's 25 Ways to Win with People. And one of the principle, it's be the first to help. So when you are the first to help, it demonstrates, you know, leadership. Okay, so that means that you're taking the initiative to help, and it set a powerful example of leadership. It showed that you are observant, that you care, that you are willing to take action to help people. So let's say you talk about messengers, okay? So when we have, let's say, a new recruit, okay? So when we are stepping up and we are creating a three-way message, okay, so we are sending her information. So they don't have to wait. She received, you know, we are proactive. You are sending something. You're inviting them to the welcome classes. So she say, oh my God, we have a great service here, okay? You can you send them the video how to place their first order. So you are stepping up before they ask. Number two, it builds strong relationship. Just offering people to help without being asked, okay, can significantly strengthen relationship. So can you imagine? So you don't ask and people offer you your help. So you're gonna remember, we always remember the first time. We always remember the first who offer you to help, not the third one or the first. But we always remember the first one. And number three, it creates a positive environment. So people look for ways to help their peers. They want to help their colleagues. So this is how it's going to help people when you are the first to help.
Thank you, Sylvain. So those were the first two questions, okay, to help you serve people better, that as a leader we need to ask. So tomorrow we will get to the third and the fourth questions to become a servant leader. So on that, we wishing you a great day on March 18th, and we're seeing you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.